It's Sunday, July 27th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. At least 11 people were stabbed at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, and a suspect was in custody, authorities said Saturday. Munson Healthcare said via social media that 11 people were being treated at the region's largest hospital in northern Michigan, and spokesperson Megan Brown said all were stabbing victims. The Michigan State Police said the local sheriff's office was investigating the incident and details were limited. The agency asked that people avoid the area while the investigation is ongoing. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said her office was in contact with police about the horrible news. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino said in a social media post that the Bureau officials were responding to provide any necessary support. In other news, President Trump said on Saturday that he had held talks with the leaders of Cambodia and Thailand as the two countries sought an immediate ceasefire following border clashes. At the beginning of a private visit to his Scottish golf courses, the president wrote on Truth Social that both nations have agreed to immediately meet and quickly work out a ceasefire and ultimately peace. Thailand's acting Prime Minister Phumthom Wichayachai confirmed that in principle the Thai side agreed to the ceasefire. He said Thailand would like to see the sincerity of the Cambodian side in this matter. At least 33 soldiers and civilians have been killed while thousands of Thai and Cambodian nationals have been displaced since the fighting broke out on July 24th. Meanwhile, a crowd surge at a popular Hindu temple in northern India left at least 6 people dead and dozens injured, local authorities said Sunday. The incident in the pilgrimage city of Haridwar occurred after a high-voltage electric wire reportedly fell on a temple path, triggering panic among the large crowd of devotees. Vinay Shankar Pandey, a senior government official in Uttarakhand state where the incident happened, confirmed the deaths and said worshippers scrambled for safety following the incident. Thousands of pilgrims had gathered at the Mansa Devi Hilltop Temple, which is a major site for Hindu devotees. Back in the U.S., a shooting early Friday at a University of New Mexico dormitory killed a 14-year-old boy, wounded a 19-year-old, and prompted the evacuation of hundreds of students and a campus-wide search for the suspect, who has since been taken into custody. University officials lifted a shelter-in-place order late Friday, saying there was still an active investigation and that the main campus in Albuquerque would remain closed. They said students were allowed to eat at the dining hall and return to their dorms, but otherwise should avoid the crime scene. New Mexico State Police Chief Troy Weisler said officers took a male suspect into custody about 2:30 p.m. The suspect was booked on the charges of first-degree murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, and tampering with evidence, according to the New Mexico State Police. The suspect will be held without bond and remain in custody until his conditions of release are determined by the district court. And Mexico City marked the 700th anniversary of its founding with a series of public events on Saturday, including artistic performances honoring the city's indigenous origins. Artists in indigenous clothing reenacted the founding of the Aztec capital in front of the country's top officials in Mexico City's main square. Later, hundreds of dancers dressed in traditional clothing, feather headdresses, drums, and ankle rattles made of seeds performed sacred dances meant to connect with nature. The anniversary commemorates the establishment of Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Mexica, a group also known as the Aztecs, who settled in the Valley of Mexico in 1325. As recorded by early Spanish chroniclers, Mexica elders told of a divine sign from their patron god, Huitzilopochtli, an eagle on a cactus signaling where to settle. That place became the center of Aztec civilization and the site of today's Mexico City. That symbol was later recorded in the Codex Mendoza, which contained historical accounts of the Aztec Empire. It became central to Mexican identity and appears today on the Mexican national flag. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.